All right, it is 7:04 on January 10th, 2023. And this is a meeting of the Village of River Forest Sustainability Commission. Now going to take the roll. Chairperson Simon.
Here.
Commissioner Charette. Commissioner Chang.
Here.
Commissioner Lennon.
Here.
Commissioner Roberts. Commissioner Veazey. Commissioner Raitt.
Here.
Voting members present, we do not have a quorum at this time. Lead with public comments.
Are there any public comments?
There are none.
Okay.
We will skip adoption of the meeting minutes and go to commissioners' reports.
And that's the typically the only thing we'd vote on is the meeting minutes. So if we don't get, we can come back to that if we do have more people come. If not, it just gets piled on the next week's or next month. So. All right, commissioner reports. Gary, anything to report out?
Nothing.
No, I guess I don't have anything to put on except that this isn't really directly related to us, but interested in the fact that my daughter and her college municipalities get LEED certification for the municipality, and it's not something that I was familiar with before. I think our village is pursuing enough little certifications right now, but I just thought it was an interesting thing to know about. It's not, goes beyond sort of like individual LEED certifications, but looking more broadly.
That is cool, and you'll be happy to know that a lot of my references in the web draft are from Cornell. They have great online resources for. Hey Susan, Happy New Year! Just started. You didn't miss anything. We all had to pick it. It's like a challenge.
How did you manage to get in? Oh, okay. Waved at Seth through the window.
I banged on the window. Do you have anything to report out?
Nothing except for I'm going with my environmental club at OPRF to a invasive species cleanup at Thatcher on Saturday. At Thatcher.
What is that? That's Saturday, so you said?
Saturday.
Saturday. Cool.
From 9 to noon.
All right, you have to let us know how that is. And Susan, not to put you on the spot, but anything to report out? And I don't have much either. We continue to work on the C4 program, which again is myself, President Aducey, as well as Lisa Gillis. So we're all attending these meetings when we can. I would ask, I guess, if right now we're kind of in the mode of getting sponsorships for the C4 program.
You mean the Greentown event?
Greentown, sorry, yes. Thank you. So we have a pretty big list that was built over a period of time. It's been split up amongst all the committee members. But if anybody can think of a business or organization that might be a good candidate to sponsor the event next summer, let me know.
We're just trying it helpful to understand more what the event looks like. I know you're still planning it, but I don't have a clear picture of, is this an afternoon or a day, kind of roughly what does it consist of, and you know, are there actual sponsor packages, you know, like if you have stuff like that to share, it would help to talk the event up. And
definitely good comments, questions. So we do have a sponsorship package, which actually I should just send everybody because it actually explains the event,
okay,
you know, pretty well. So just to back up a little bit, Thursday, June 22nd at Triton, the Greentown Climate and Equity event. So the idea of this is that it focuses on communities coming together to achieve climate equity and sustainable outcomes. And for us, it is Broadview, River Forest, Oak Park, Maywood, am I missing it? I think that's essentially it. So it's really the adjoining communities here. And the planning team is made up of the various mayors or presidents, depending on as well as like nonprofit sector leaders that also live in the area who are part of the planning team. So the event agenda is not yet baked, but what it typically include is all day and evening, actually. And it's not something you go to all day, but there's events all day that are going to, you know, appeal to different parts of the community. There's an elected officials breakfast. So, you know, the day starts early, which is all the elected officials and, you know, they speak, they eat. It's crazy, I tell you. There's a whole youth presentation aspect of it, which would be actually interesting to see if you guys have any information on this whatsoever, because I'm not on that part of it, but it's supposed to, you know, the various like sustainability clubs should be getting information on this. It might just not be out yet.
I have not heard anything, but I have my club tomorrow, so I can ask them about it if you want.
Ask. I'm guessing it's too early. That stuff's probably coming out in the next couple months.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me know.
Okay. What exactly is it called?
So the whole thing's called Greentown.
Greentown. Okay.
Yeah. There's going to be like tabling opportunities for sponsors. There's, you know, kind of like a way of where you can go and you can get information about different companies and things like that. There's going to be information and planning sessions. And then most of all, I think there'll be keynotes, and there'll be probably two keynotes, really good ones. We don't have them, you know, signed yet. So, but in the past, it's been some really high level keynotes in the area of sustainability. So that's kind of what it is. The reason I use C4 earlier is like the acronym is this is part of what's called the Cross Community Climate Collaborative, overseas, and this was a memo of understanding that was signed by 15 Cook County mayors. And so this is not the only one that's happening. This is the one for our particular neighboring communities. But there will be others of these by other members of C4. And the whole point of C4 is to advance sustainability in our communities. And I'll read this one little thing, which is, we will focus on a variety of topic areas, including energy, transportation, waste, workforce development, water, technology, innovation, and equitable solutions to the climate crisis. The hope is that there's a lot of actionable things happening around this time. With the legislation that was passed last year, and things like that, that there's, you know, also announcements of like electrical charging infrastructure going into, you know, our neighboring communities as well as ours and things like that. So I'll send out the sponsorship packet because I think that's like a this week.
Are the levels you're looking at?
So I don't have that in front of me. There is – packet's really good. So, like, it –
okay.
But it starts at, like, presenting lead sponsor, which is, like, 10,000. Community lead sponsor at 5, core at 2,500, leadership at 1,000, nonprofits at 250, and then there's various government sponsorship levels. Do you know if – I assume we're sponsoring, but I don't know.
I have not heard or seen anything yet. Obviously, I'm aware of the Greentown stuff, but I've not seen anything in terms of sponsorship yet. I know we're sponsoring the One Earth Film Festival.
Yeah, it probably hasn't hit yet. I mean, assuming since President Ducey is very involved in this, that I would assume – it's expected that we'll be a sponsor of that. It's not a big investment. Yeah. Within those sponsorship categories, that there's, you know,
okay.
There's
that
benefits.
That gives me an idea of the range.
All kinds of,
yeah,
exactly. It's a big range. So I'll send out the sponsorship packet again if you have any, like, companies you work with. Like, the companies that I put on the list are just companies I've worked with in my, you know, real-world life. you know, like the company that installed our solar at our office and things like that, are good companies for us to reach out to, because obviously they're involved and this is important to them, and it's a good opportunity for them to get their name out there. Speakers in the past, by the way, have been Pete Buttigieg, Tony Preckwinkle, might have been last year, no, 2020 was the last one, William McDonough, the Cradle to Cradle author, which was a, you know, best-selling book about sustainability. He did it a few years ago as well, so we have some good speakers. Ended up being like a agenda.
This is not a new event? Because I've never heard of it before.
I know, neither have I.
Oh, okay.
And it's, no, it is not a new event. I don't think River Forest has had participation in the past. Like, it's had some participation, but not at the level we're involved in now. So should be interested. Any updates for you, Seth?
Just to go off of that, I had a C4 meeting today. Winton Jones from the Urban Efficiency Group was interested in coming out here next month to talk about C4 to all of you. One of the things they were looking at setting up was a community listening session. They're trying to do that in every community that's a part of, to just get sort of public feedback, public thoughts. And then he said the next sort of steps after that were to sort of begin asset mapping of each. This were information next month. Already sort of put the date on his radar. Beyond that, there's the holiday lights recycling program that's been going on. Both of the bins out back are completely full. So it should be picked up within the next week. And yeah, great recycling there. And then I see trees out on the. Seem to be no issues, minus confusion about what the pickup date was last week because of the holiday. But
yeah, we won't forget in future years kind of what the deal is with the holiday lights. Lisa Gillis had sent us a text with the overflowing bins of holiday lights, which is awesome. And then she assured us that those weren't all hers, which is good to know as well.
But that is the only real update I had from my end.
All right, we'll jump. We can do votes. Yes, we have quorum. So we're going to jump back to the adoption of the meeting minutes. Is there any changes anyone would like to make to the December 13th meeting minutes?
They were a lot shorter. I had not recorded the first part of the meeting and was just trying to go best I could off my handwritten notes.
So. It was great. It allowed me to actually get through it. So,
my name is misspelled throughout there. Yeah, there are two R's in my name, but it's consistent, though.
Two R's, two T's, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So. I will correct that.
Sorry
about that.
Reduce. That's what we're all about. We should correct that. So somebody want to make a motion to approve the minutes with?
Move to approve.
And I would say with the addition of spelling Susan's name correctly. Can I have a second?
Okay. Chairperson Simon?
Yes.
Commissioner Charette?
Yes.
Commissioner Chang?
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon?
Yes.
Voting in favor? Are adopted with the edits.
Excellent. Okay, let's move on to communications. First part is the draft webpage.
Yeah, so I have not made any updates to the webpage itself. A lot of the things on the right-hand side here, which I need to talk to people higher up than me to figure out how to edit.
Sure.
There's things like this upcoming green events. I haven't actually created a separate linking page for anything like that. But basically what I was going to do, switching over here, Gary brought up a great point, is to make sure the tense is consistent in here, but incorporate all of the updates that have been given so far. And with whatever we have go live with, and then any sort of missing pieces, any sort of things that need to be built out in the future.
I mean, Beth, do you care if we kind of mess with, like, in my section, I combined countertop and regular composting
together? Yeah, sure. I mean, I think within your sections, the whole idea was that somebody who's looking at it more closely might come up with some refinements, improvements.
The only reason I did that is because all the resources are pretty much...
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I think that at this stage, it's getting a little hard to visualize what's going on because I'm not sure where each section stands in terms of how much time people have had to go through it. And to me, I would rather go live with something that is fairly bare bones and looks sort of easy on the eyes, accessible, and add to it, right? So if there are sections that we haven't had time to edit yet or something, I'd rather just not put them up because when we put it up, we want it to look like an improvement, not like it's still like a mishmash, right? So, and the other thing that I suppose we've been talking about but not super consistent with is what is the kind of length that we're under each topic? And, like, I can't quite tell from what you've done there.
I know it's not that many words, but it looks like it is. But I don't know how that...
Well, but, like, I can't tell, and I don't know when Seth gets in. I think Seth can try to build it, but it's just hard for me to tell what it's going to look like visually. I think that we've generally been going for the idea of, like, a couple sentences or, you know, we haven't done, like, a word limit, but maybe that would help us if we said, oh, each paragraph should be, like, 75 words or something because we'd all be going for the same thing. And the other is we haven't really talked about consistency of language, right, because a lot of the text I have in there is sort of descriptive as opposed to prescriptive, right? Like, I almost feel like if each section starts with the action-oriented of, like, you know, sign up for compost here or, you know, if we had a consistent language approach, it might help us. Otherwise, the different sections just might be really... But so let's just take them one section at a time. From your point of view, are you done going through your section?
Yes.
Okay.
And I learned a lot about worm compost.
Okay.
Not something I knew much about.
And Susan, have you had a chance to...
Did you do it? Learn about that. I actually want to see it.
Have you had a chance to go through, and do you consider that section sort of done from your point of view, the green ecosystem?
Well, I did look them over. The problem I have is that most of these programs don't exist anymore, so I'm not really sure how to handle that, or you know, at the very least, seem to be inactive.
Like Wild Ones, or like...
Healthy Lawns.
Right. So the
Pollinator Gardens.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Like the Planet Green... sustainability plan. We're now three years beyond it.
Well, so the Healthy Lawn, Healthy Family thing, while maybe it's not being actively promoted, if somebody were to try to take the pledge, they still could, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you go to that section, that's what I mean about the way that it's written. At this point, it could be very short, right? It could just be, you know, take the River Forest Healthy Lawn, Healthy Family pledge to join residency, whatever. I mean, you would just completely get rid of that first sentence because that is a very old sentence, right? We're not, like, being pleased to announce this initiative. That's a sentence from, like, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, some really heavy editing needs to be done to make it current to somebody who's looking at it now. And literally, I would rather just have a sentence that says, you know, take this pledge, click here for information about the initiative, rather than having a whole bunch of stuff that you need to wade through. Does that make sense?
It does. With that in mind, though, I would go and I would reduce the verbiage in mine. I have probably three or four sentences for, not all of them, but for a lot of them.
And, like, those links, do you consider all those links to be... look at them, Susan, or do you feel like they're still good links, or do we...
I'd have to check them. I guess I just got sort of...
Check them, because I found a few dead links that went to, like, 404 pages on the old... I don't know if they weren't updated with the new River Forest website or what, but...
Okay. I mean, like, grow a natural lawn or doing natives, that is something to do, regardless of how active the Healthy Lawn, Healthy Family initiative is. The plant a native garden... is also kind of more of a general idea, right? If you keep scrolling down, Seth. trying to help Susan with this sort of problem of something's not being current. So that's not really specific to River Forest, right? It's just something you can do. Not sure where that click here goes to.
It was Audubon.
So I think that's our job, is to go through and figure out whether we think that's a good resource to send people to. The wildlife habitat thing, I think that was actually a concept that you brought forward, right?
Well, one of the residents did. David Hoyt.
Okay. So get certified as a wildlife habitat. It is something that people could still do. But again, the verbiage after that, I feel like is way too long, right? Like you just want to sort of say,
yeah, I don't think we need like as gardening season approaches for something we want
right
to be up year round.
So if we were to have a guideline of like 75 words is like a few sentences, right? 75, maybe 100 words max, then that would, right? And if it's sort of action oriented to say, if you start with the action, which is want to, you know, if you want to contribute to more of a neighborhood ecosystem, consider certifying your yard as a wildlife habitat. And after that, you can put a little bit more of the justification type stuff, instead of sort of starting with like rapid and large scale changes for lands and waters mean wildlife are losing their habitat that they once knew. It's important for people to understand the why, but this is just my instinct, right? Susan, you and I talked about this when we first started talking about the website redesign. We're going to assume that people who come here are looking for ways to do stuff that they don't necessarily need a lot of persuading because they've arrived on our page. So leave the leaves is also sort of something that can definitely done. The river forest trees thing, I mean, I guess I could cut down the tree trails stuff. There's a separate page for that. So on here, it could just be something much shorter. And the MWRD stuff, I don't know if any of that is current, right?
Is that
tree pickup days? Like,
yeah,
I think
know.
That's what we need you to go through and figure out, should we just delete it? And I would say, if we don't know if stuff is current until we have time to look into it, just take and so that we don't lose stuff, maybe we
I
make
mean,
a
it's,
copy of this.
It's a thing. There's a website for it. So why don't we just, like, take all that away and just put the link to the Metropolitan Water Rec District website on Tree Restore the Canopy. I mean, I don't even know anything about this. I just looked it up.
But Seth, I'm thinking that maybe, you know, you can even copy all of this, and so we don't lose it in case we want to go back and look at more of it, right? And have like either a separate document or just make a duplicate copy at the top and put a line that says, you know, original draft, do not delete or whatever, and then the top version, everyone can go in and just kind of really heavily edit, delete stuff, but you would still have preserved the original stuff below, like in an extra draft copy. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
By the way, this is kind of cool. You get free saplings if you go to any of the distribution sites, which are all the various reclamation plants.
Well, so like the
free trees.
The type of language that's under tree pickup days, that's more what I'm thinking of, like the quick action-oriented thing. Like if that's still true, then telling people you can pick up free saplings on Wednesday
morning.
Yeah, but
it's all on their website. There's no reason. That's literally like a copy and paste of this website. So, again, I think that should all go away because that is on the front page of the website with the distribution site.
But what our website should say is you can pick up free saplings on Wednesday mornings from 9 to noon at, you know, from the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District. That should probably be spelled out, and maybe one or two sentences about the importance of, you know, keeping up your tree canopy, and then, yes, click here for details, right? But the action that you can take should be stated
on our
page. So
don't bury the lead, as you would say.
Exactly. And there might even just be, like, because there's a lot of tree things related here, so there might be two or three opening sentences about the benefit of trees, and then here's three things you can do. You can pick up trees from MWRD. You can check out River Forest Tree Map, you know, and do the tree trails thing. And what else do we have under here about trees?
I don't know where our water goes for reclamation. I was just curious. Just know.
I would assume Stickney, but I know it's like there's some weird divide through central Cook County. MWRD.
Did you really?
Yeah. For.
But do you know lots about like the whole thing and all that?
Oh, what's it? The.
Better.
I mean, do people agree with me? I'd be interested in what Gary thinks. Maybe I'm getting too much like cut to the chase sort of, but either way, even if you start with the more general rationale, there could be a way to sort of highlight the action item in whether it's bold or a different color or something like that, so people can easily see visually that each of these sections, half of it is what can I do, and half of it is why should I do it. And order somebody who's kind of relatively newer to this, what would you find more easy to use?
I agree. My basic philosophy on writing anything is right off the bat, you need to ask yourself, what action do I expect somebody to take? Am I putting any ink to?
Yeah.
So I'm looking for. You're targeting people, as you said, to go out and do something,
mm-hmm.
who want to do something, then that's what you want more information, then you can go
yeah.
over here.
Okay.
Versus having to sift through and
I think those are the main things in the
so do you want section. Us to like do you want us to go back and kind of apply that philosophy to
I think so.
Okay.
I mean
that's
I think
not a problem, it'll be easy. Essential points.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess we need to see if Shannon can do her section and if Jeff is. I think Jeff took an initial stab, but he probably had a lot of these questions and we didn't really have answers to yet. So really, really want to get this up.
Yeah,
but...
so let's what should our goal be? Like, let's. I mean, it would be good to have this launched before the next meeting.
Or at least I would say if we could provide enough to Seth, clean enough copy to Seth, because we don't want to waste his time uploading stuff that we don't really want, right?
Right.
So, like, if in the next 2 weeks we could provide clean enough copy for him to build out the site, not take it live yet, but build it out so we can look at it, right, and look at it at the next meeting with
yeah,
all the content.
Yeah, there's some edits I already need to go in and make that I'm
sure.
a little behind on, so I could even just incorporate some, send it to you guys so you can see what the
mm-hmm.
draft sites look like.
Well, I guess.
Like, I'll, like, go in and fill out all of this with what Eric's provided, send this around so you guys can see, and then have almost reformat the text in here so you can see, like, what live and then what can be added or where you would want to add, if that makes
sense. So I think you're, like, semi-in touch with Jeff. Like, do you think you could catch up with him and say what today is the 10th, right, the 24th, if he could go back through his section using the parameters. I could contact Shannon, but I think with her new babies and all that, I just don't know how much time she's going to have, so I can reach out to her and see if she can do it. If she can't, I guess I wonder, Harry, if you would feel like taking a stab at the section she was assigned to do, which was conserve and manage water, because you would be coming at it from the point of view of like, well, what would I want to know about this? Is any of this stuff current, you know? Okay. And the one thing that's actually not in that section that is the most specific to River Forest is the new water meter system, the smart meters that the village has. Seth, and I don't think that that is anywhere in here. There is this thing that says check for leaks, header, note to include info about automated infrastructure metering project. I'm not sure if that's what that's about, but if you could, I don't know where the village has information right now about the smart water meter.
It is probably somewhere under public works. So if there's nothing up on the website, I will definitely link to that, pull something.
Right, but if you can, like, provide that information
yep.
to Gary, then he can, like, you know, pull out the essential parts for this page, and then it can link to something long.
I know there's been write-ups in the newsletter. I don't know if that made it to the website, but.
Let me check, yeah.
I think.
Or there was, like, a letter, which I didn't keep my letter. You know, residents got a letter saying you're getting a smart
meter. Yeah, and
meter.
I think we tried to, like, even like at least some short blurb with the water bills.
Right.
But
so, you know, the action item would be something like learn how to read your smart water meter, right? Or get familiar with it or something like that. Okay, well, that would be great, Gary, if you're willing to take that on. I'll just tell Shannon she's kind of off the hook for now. And same thing of like, see if you can take a stab at it in the next couple of week. So if we say that the 24th is sort of a target date to have cleaned up version of the text, that would give you like a couple of weeks to put it in. So just make a copy of all of this, right? So that the version at the top people can heavily edit, but we'll just have this for reference in case somebody's like, oh, I just chopped all this out and I back for some of it. So sound like a good action plan?
Yep. Yeah, I can. I will have it all sent in the email tomorrow, or probably Thursday. I'm out most of the day tomorrow.
But I would think about it as, you know, a new person thinking about, well, just because there's some headers in there doesn't necessarily mean those are the right headers. Oh, well, that's because that's the current page. This is something we're working on behind the scenes. The current sustainability page is a huge mess. That's why we.
Yeah, I
you're
showed him.
To take this printout if you want.
I showed Gary the wall of text that we have the current page.
So we don't want the wall of text. And actually, I was thinking that once we get this figured out, it would be nice to be able to start sprinkling in some images, but that can be phase two. Okay. That sounds like a good plan.
Any other feedback for that? Does sound good.
So our goal will be at the next meeting to review sort of a not live, but kind of built out at least draft of the page.
I have the 24th down as kind of like when we.
Yes, everybody should send their stuff to Seth and say I've finished with.
Okay, thank you. Weekly news, monthly news.
So next month or so, we are looking at three weeklies, four weeklies, and a monthly. Here's what was done last year. Community solar, I'm guessing that was just right when it kicked off.
By the way, if I could interject on community solar, this is probably more of another business thing. I do have an email in on trying to get some of the answers that we talked about last time on marketing of community solar, how our metrics match up to other communities, and then capacity. So, you know, is it still a wait list? Is there capacity for new people? So I did send those questions in, and I have not yet heard back, but I'm sure I will.
Did Did we ever get a weekly in about the recruiting of for applications for commissioner spots? Did that go in? I'm not sure.
I just pulled that up, like just stuff that was already existing, and put that in this week. So it should be coming out this.
If we wanted to do the Green Infrastructure Weekly again, I would love to write that. That's very interesting to me.
Sure. I'm sorry, what?
I would love to write the Green Infrastructure.
Sure.
If we're doing that again.
Go for it.
Okay.
That's great.
Do you see that as like a weekly thing or a monthly?
That was a weekly last February here, so we can have a preference on which.
Yeah, how much like do you want? Do you want 100 words or do you want like a
2 to 350 or something?
Like, I could do 2 to 350.
Want to do that for the next month then?
Sure.
So that'll be the newsletter page.
That would be, do you want the 3rd then?
That's the date it'll publish.
Oh, okay. When is it due?
you don't want to be responsible for you not graduating.
If you can have that to me by the 23rd.
23rd, yes, I can do that.
And remember to pick an image or a suggestion of something you want. Eric, is it too early to do a teaser about the Greentown thing? Just get it on people's
I wouldn't
radar.
Mind. It's not bad. I mean, especially if we need to fill in somewhere here.
You could just do it as a weekly so it doesn't have to be super in-depth. And if you've got something to link to, like the sponsor package, you could just say, you know, click here for information about the event and if you know of anyone who wants to sponsor it.
Yeah, there's a whole website thing for it, so that's a good idea. I'm in your spot.
Any preference?
No. 19th puts us. Actually, the later the better, just because we're off, so I'd take the 26th or February.
Choice.
Well, we can fill me in where we can't come up with other content, too. So why don't you just put me in as a 26th for now, and then if we need to move it around, that's fine. Which is due what? 26th is due.
Also the 23rd.
We need to come up with more. We need to fill in some more blanks, don't we? Or are we?
And I know what we had, you know, asked a little bit last year was to not try and feel the need to sort of.
That's true. Don't force it.
Overexert and force for content. There is.
Well, does anybody else have any other content that we are missing?
Well, last year we must have been publicizing One Earth Film Fest, certainly.
February,
I mean,
that we were for
March.
Is it
too early to do that now?
We had it the first weekly in.
Yeah, that's actually kind of late, isn't it?
Unless it's late March.
We could certainly fill one of the February slots with that. Right now for next week, but
I can tell you the dates of the film fest and we can go from there. This year it is March 3 through 12, and then Earth Week Mini Film Fest is April 19th through the 23rd.
I can do a thing about One Earth Film Fest for the
16th of February.
When is that going to be due?
The 13th.
Okay. Do that one.
Is there any events you can think of that are late winter or spring events? When did we have that last year? Do you mind going back?
I mean, the road salt usage things, if Sarah put something together last year, that's probably something that could easily be repeated as a seasonal thing.
Yep, let me... don't see it.
Maybe she didn't do it.
I can check to see if it was actually published in one of the weeklies, but I, yeah.
I mean, the repair cafe is also just, I don't know, you know, it's something you can always let people know about again. At the end of January last time.
Was maybe even a.
I think it was kind of a big one there.
Yeah. Monthly. Question: when did this run? Maybe we didn't run it.
So I'm wondering if Sarah had started to put this together after the fact.
That is possible. I remember she and I kind of set up the system, you know, got into it.
I can always just pull this. Make sure everything is still correct and just sort of cut it down to about 100 words.
Yeah. I mean, that could, you know, I know we said not to feel pressure to fill every monthly slot, but I think it's nice to be consistent with weekly if we can. So if that's something you think you could just kind of repurpose for this coming week. And if you can't get to it, then I guess same grace to you that, you know, if you don't get to it, you don't get to it. So the 9th, that'll be like right after our next meeting.
Our next meeting,
yeah.
I believe, yeah.
So that'll either be blank week or we need to come up with something.
Their option would be to move this 1 week back and then just get the topic in late.
Oh.
The week of the 16th.
Okay.
You know,
I can try to do that. I guess it's not that long. I've got a big business conference I'm going to. It's fine. So
yeah.
It would be due February 6th then?
It might be reaching a little bit, but we could do something with. Because I guess this would be really similar to green holiday gifts, but for Valentine's Day, we could do something surrounded Valentine's Day.
That'd
yeah,
be cute, actually. That would be.
What, like green Valentine gifts?
Well, like, because I feel like a lot of the time people just get, like, these, like, big plastic boxes that have, like, a minuscule amount of chocolate in them.
Uh-huh.
And you could, like, talk about how it might be better to, like, take someone out somewhere or like do an activity together or something rather than because I feel like it's become a very materialistic holiday and we could point that out.
It'd be really cute actually because you could have a green heart as like our.
I would be able to do that one as well. I'd be fine with doing that.
Sure.
I don't really have that much going on. I've in my second semester of senior year, I don't really have anything going on at school.
You're in college.
Sure, if you've got the concept, then.
Yeah.
Well, then that would run on the 9th, right? Or.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the 6th.
So I'm back to the. I guess this might come up later in our other business section, but, you know, Ellie, we haven't really had a chance to talk about what's going on with the potential event at the high school and a date, but whenever that date gets selected, then. That looks pretty good lineup until the next meeting, right?
Yep. So I will send out just the last email reminder tomorrow morning with some of last year's content on the green infrastructure stuff, so you've got that right away. And just two dates for everyone for this coming up for the next month, and then probably later this follow up on the website with dates I've been able to make from, and then stuff for all of you to complete.
Thank you so much. So, you know, Ellie, I'm sure since this is your idea, you'll find all kinds of stuff, but I just looked up Green Valentine's Day. It's like a group called Waste for Change that has like a whole thing about Green Valentine's. Neat.
I get this.
Yes.
Well, most time on the website, we do need a little marketing.
Suggestion is you make your own chocolate.
That's a good suggestion. Using fair trade organic chocolate. To Gary's point, should we sneak in a website?
So if we are wanting to get it finalized by the next meeting, which tentatively scheduled for the 14th, unless you all have big Valentine's Day plans, which...
Oh.
Yeah, apparently I'm making chocolate.
Probably pencil it in for potentially that following weekly or potentially.
Yeah, I think we might need to give ourselves still the first week of March.
Cushion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I think we all know when we come for the February meeting that we'll have to have some ideas.
Let's do the 391. Let's snag that for now. Yeah. Any ideas? We have enough for now.
Yeah, yeah, I think we are good through the next meeting, and we'll just do that for the... Following that meeting would be monthly, would be the next big things to get. We are all set through the next meeting.
Awesome.
All right, anything else on newsletters? Is there anything we're missing? Anything as a community member that you'd want to see us talk about? All right, let us know if you do. Okay, great. Other business.
So I want to talk about the high school event, or, you know, we haven't been able to give you very good feedback. I feel like with the Zoom, it's, you know, been difficult. So, you know, what are you thinking?
I actually haven't really put that much thought into it since the holidays.
Yeah. So we can brainstorm a little.
Yeah.
Right?
Like the, I talked about for the next environmental club meeting is tomorrow. So I could bring it up again briefly. What? So you would like to know a date, and then?
Well, I don't know. I think we should just, like, you know, I don't know if you ever had a chance to talk with them about what the event would look like, right?
Yeah.
Like, my original idea, I had envisioned it being outdoors, actually, but, you know, this super casual, like, open mic thing where everybody would just tell, like, a simple, fun little story about, you know, their cool thing that they do, like take textiles to this one weird place or something, and just kind of a casual swapping of stories. And I think my concept was, you know, it's important to do all the e-newsletter stuff, but I would just love to get to know more people who are into this stuff and what they do. So that's what I was envisioning. But, you know, if the club has a different idea, like, what are they thinking? Is like an hour? What are you actually going to do? What's the kind of run of show? Somebody going to MC it? Are you going to pass a mic around, ask people to come up? So what do you?
I think that the open mic idea would be really nice if it was like outside in a park, but obviously that's not, that would be able to happen for a while. I fear that if we were to have an open mic and we also wanted it to be casual, but it was in like the OPRF lunchroom, it might not be like,
right.
So, like, the environment might not be, like, the same as it would be in, like, the Roosevelt Park or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just got the idea because I was thinking about what we could do for, like, the Valentine's Day thing. But we could do, like, a sort of, like, sustainable, like, not obviously not speed dating, but like having like 5 minutes to talk with different people that you don't already know. I mean, of course, like the people in the club would already know each other, but to talk with people that you don't already know about ways that you have attempted to be sustainable and how you have tried and you have failed and like
mm-hmm.
what inspired you initially, and just like to get ideas from other people
mm-hmm.
Instead of having it be like a presentation thing, because I think that
yeah.
that might deter, especially students, it might deter students. But just one-on-one talking, I think, would be
group. Uh-huh. So rather than an open mic, more like a...
Yeah. I don't mean to
yeah.
To change your vision of it,
no.
though, because it was your idea. So.
I think, you know, I think I'm totally flexible, open. I think we have the same concept behind it, right? Like there's different tactics, but the idea is sharing.
Yeah.
Sharing ideas. What do you guys think?
Are we thinking this is going to be? Look at my calendar.
I know it would need to be on a Wednesday, but I have no idea which Wednesday, because it would
mm-hmm.
be after the environmental club meeting.
Gotcha.
So it
yeah,
would
after
be,
a meeting, it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be at the school.
If that's
the,
okay.
And then what time, like 8 or something, if you have a meeting first?
Well, the meeting would only go until around 5.
Oh, okay.
But that's probably going to be too early for adults. But maybe if it is going to be like 7 or 8, then it could be at the week. I was just thinking Wednesday right after the meeting would be good, because then there would be a motive for more students to come because they're already
well,
there.
Well, yeah, I think you have to think about the audience. And I think at the high school, you know, this is something that could be done in different iterations, right? So I think at high school, I have to think that the target audience is the high school students,
mm-hmm.
right? I think it would be harder regardless of what time
you
to get.
That is,
so if you think students would come to something like that right after the meeting, I don't know how many students are still around at 5.
I think that it would pretty much just be the environmental club students.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many students I'd be able to get
uh-huh.
there.
How many students are there in the?
About 20.
Okay. And so even amongst that group, those sort of one-on-one conversations you think would work?
Yeah. And do you think that if we were to, like, put it in the e-newsletter that maybe people from River Forest would come, or do you think that would be likely?
I mean, I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
He'd come.
Yeah.
And like with anything like this, you know, you just pilot it and see what happens, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe should we aim for, would March be a reasonable time?
Yeah, sure.
Like,
I mean, there's
the
no, like, you know, we're on our own timetable, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you talk to the students tomorrow night about your idea and, you know.
Be foundational. So whatever you do now, you're gonna basically pass on to the future leaders of the environmental club to kind of continue, because
mm-hmm.
we don't really know what we.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. I kind of feel like I'm just like jumping in.
Yeah, which
yeah.
Kind of, which
give
kind
it
of
a try.
Yeah.
Give it a try. Like you said, if we try something. If it doesn't work, then you know. So you could look at something before spring break, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe that would work.
Yeah, and you could even, just to make it easier on yourself, you could say it's something you just want to pilot with the environmental club and maybe any friends that they have they want to bring in. We don't necessarily have to put it in, or we can.
If we do, we have a spot open at the end of February.
Sorry?
We have a spot open at the end of February that we need to fill. So if I would have to talk to the
sure.
them tomorrow.
Sure.
Just let us know.
Yeah, I will.
Space yeah. and... I hate to not promote it, and then we really don't know who's going to attend and what
yeah.
kind of audience is.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, let's see how it goes, and then maybe we could think towards an outdoor version when the weather is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So let us know what you find out.
And also let us know what help you need, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What resources.
Okay. I have one other kind of new information item if we're done with that. We're done with that topic. Okay. So a neighbor of mine brought up a topic to me about light pollution, and that wondered if the commission would be interested in hearing a little sort of mini presentation or some handouts from basically her dad, who is an amateur astrophotographer and has spent a lot of time working with the International Dark Skies Association to make changes to city ordinances to reduce light pollution. So I guess there were some initial questions about whether what the village's approach is to lighting, that sort of stuff. Basically, her question is just, would we be interested in learning more? And, you know.
Like, I think we would, but it's also.
Like, I know.
It's the Board of Trustees that would have to be interested.
Well,
right?
Sure.
But, like, it would be cool to at least, and we could put together a summary and give it to Lisa to give to the trustees.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I know we're juggling tons of initiatives and the amount of light that River Forest puts out, you know, relative to whatever is probably small. But, you know, if we feel like we have 10 minutes or 15 minutes on an agenda sometime to say, come and talk to us about it, we'd love to learn about it.
Are you interested in that? I mean, where I moved from, there are very strict zoning on lighting. All your lighting has to face down. It can't be over a certain wattage. You can't have fixtures that allow light through the top or even through the side. You know, so there's all kinds of rules, but it's also rural Colorado where, you know, like you actually can see things if you're in your little area. I'd be interested in hearing that. I think that would be cool.
Okay. So. Okay, so
at the very least, we can inform people about, you know, even if the trustees don't go as far as an ordinance,
we can put something on the website.
Yeah, to figure out what it belongs under, I guess, green ecosystem, green skies. Okay, all right, so I will say the.
Well, and that we do, like, does come up every year as far as leaf blowers go.
So I'll say that the commission's receptive to hearing from him sometime. I'll let him know. I mean, what do you think, like 10 minutes or?
I mean, it's hard to do anything in 10 minutes, but if this individual can do it in 15 minutes, that would be great.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Your business, Susan?
So as Representative Planet Green, one of the questions that was posed to me at the last meeting was like, what is our plan for the year? Because they are very plan-oriented. Oak Park is very plan-oriented. And so, yes, I would throw that out there. And we've put a lot of focus on the website, and we, you know, use a good portion of meetings for the communication. But, you know, what are we doing, and how are we advancing the work that we do to meet the goals that we've, you know, said we're going to meet, which I guess from my vantage point, I can see this like sort of, you know, it's working on the edges, but I can't see how this is, you know, really pushing us towards the scope of changes that we need to be able to meet. And I guess it's difficult to show up for other bodies and say like, yeah, we don't have a plan. So I would just put that out there for discussion.
So my two cents on this, and for full disclosure, like when I was talking to Lisa Gillis like a couple weeks ago, right before the holidays, I said, like, I don't, you know, the biggest gap we have right now is that all the goal setting and kind of planning along goal setting that we were doing, we're not doing right now. And I don't have time to do it. And so this has got to be something that we all kind of come up with a way to, because we have all the foundational stuff. We've done, you know, deep dives on goal setting and what our priorities are and all that, but it hasn't been updated. And it also needs to be built on, and we're not doing that right now. and that's on me. But again, full disclosure, like, I don't have the capacity to do that like other commissioners have in the past. So I'm kind of throwing it back out to the commission is like, do we have the time and appetite to, we have the appetite, I know. Do we have the time and capacity to start doing some of the real planning that we are, that we should be doing around all these initiatives? We've done it in the past. We should be doing it as
well. I think part of that is just getting us up to full numbers of commission. Is there any advance on that?
I need to get an update from have you heard anything?
It's going to be in the newsletter encouraging residents to apply if they're interested. So
yes, my understanding is no. Like right now there's nobody like in the queue. Hopefully that drums up a little bit and we can, if that would be a good commissioner.
When is the student application
There was one in the newsletter. I put it again in the coming one with the regular one and then today. So
we're not going to give this a lot more time on the student commission. Make some decisions pretty quick. Susan's right. We also need kind of a full commission in order to be able to get this kind of work
done. So how many actual open slots are there? Two?
Two.
Okay.
No, one. Yeah.
One?
So there was two. We have Gary and now there's one more.
Oh, we also never addressed commissioners who routinely do not come to meetings
and
unavailable to do work.
Yeah, and so that's like a that is part of the discussion. Like Shannon has told us she would roll off and be a, you know, but still be a consultant.
More of a consultant.
And still help us. So if we want that position open, then she would happily do that. Because we haven't had anyone in the queue, I've told her, hey, just stay on the commission. And, you know, if we need to, we need to. So really, we probably do have two open positions, and that would help so much. And then we really kind of dig into planning. And then there's the other piece that we've talked about, Susan, which is like the, can we get an AmeriCorps volunteer or whatever it is to help us with actual building a proper sustainability plan?
Well, I think one thing is just that it could be the main agenda item for our next meeting, right? Sort of
just because spend our 90 minutes just knocking that out.
And in talking with Winton from the Urban stuff, they are really focused on helping communities sort of build out their own internal plans, and he would be very sort of gung-ho about doing that and help out in any way they can provide assistance to the commission. Me, as I sort of work on these sorts of sustainability issues, other things I've noted just about the electric vehicle infrastructure study underway, and then once that wraps, we will be joining the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus electric vehicle cohort.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be my main suggestion, is that it be the main agenda item, like a working session around it. But I do think, one, we do owe it to Lisa and everyone who came before us to pull out the plan that we have and look at it and say, are we sticking with this structure and trying to update it, or are we going in a different direction? I think the second question I would have is, this person that you're saying could help, what is the nature of the help that the person
can
offer?
So they are working with all of the C4 members. A lot of what he's doing right now is helping communities that don't have commissions build out commissions.
Yeah.
And then what they're doing is seeking sort of, what I just sort of briefly run through earlier, they're seeking sort of community listening sessions to hear sort of the goals, plans, public feedback within each community, building out assets each community offer to the broader thing, but also assisting the developing their own in.
Right, but is that assisting as in, like, helping to write the plan, or, you know, there's a lot of
ways
in which
like, I mean, you know, my organization just did a thing. You have like an outside facilitator come in and, you know, and then they like synthesize it all. And, you know, we just did like a one page strategic plan actually at my organization. And I don't know, you know, it's the question is the level of help, because I know what Eric is talking about. It's just, it's a huge amount of work. And
do we have a contact there that we can ask these questions to?
Yeah, I will
cause
shoot him an email tomorrow.
Because like our, it's not hesitancy, but like the reason we have questions is because there's things like 4 years ago, I went to an all day in Oak Park, like all day thing where they brought in like this third party organization to help us build a sustainability plan. It was this all day workshop. Like, it was like, you literally at the end of the day, it was like, that was it. It was like, we had done all this work. We had no idea how to, you know, document and put it together. Like, we had no idea how to action it. Like, it was a total waste of time. And so we just got to, you know, find out exactly what resources they can provide, how we can take advantage, if it's going to provide value.
Yeah, like if there's going to be sort of, if they have the capacity to provide like a deliverable, like that's what happened with the last at my organization, is there was like a facilitator came in and he delivered like a one-page strategic plan after, you know, this afternoon. And then, of course, the board went back and, you know, changed various things. But the other thing I would say as something to think about between now and the next meeting is possibly going smaller instead of comprehensive, because I really struggle with that too, right? Like, I just feel like on the one hand, I want to have a big impact, but on the other hand, as volunteers in a relatively small community, it's hard. And I almost feel like by attempting to take on comprehensive, we're not moving the needle on anything, right? So I would almost prefer, to your point of like a goal or a plan, if we were to say, this year, we want to increase community solar subscriptions X percent or by X number of subscribers, right? Or mm-hmm. compost is, those are the two that are very action oriented, tangible things where we could attach like a numerical goal to it. And then we just say to the world, yes, we know there's all these other things we could be working on, but this year our plan is to make actual progress on these one or two things.
Well, and what are we anchoring to?
Hmm?
In the past, we've anchored to Planet Green. You know, now what are we anchoring to, since that's not current? That's a question too. Like the actual goals, like the, you know,
oh right, yeah,
12%, you know, reduction in greenhouse gas. Like, what are we?
I know, I don't know.
Yeah,
and so we should talk about that.
Yeah,
next
and there's
time,
several,
right?
Like, there's several options there.
I guess I'm just throwing out there the idea that while we want to make progress on waste, we want to make progress on energy, we want to make progress on everything, and yet by trying to do everything, we're not making progress on anything.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
So I agree with Beth, and I think one really solid thing is we have the aggregation program, which is going to be expiring. So I think that's a good place to focus our attention. Like, you know, that when Shannon last ran the numbers, that is what got us in compliance with these goals, which, mm-hmm. you know, even though Planet Green has expired, you could still extend those goals out to, mm-hmm. to be annual goals that were still.
True.
And so I can't remember, is that 1 year or 2 years? Is it 1 year or two? It's a 2 year renewal.
It's
right?
2 year.
2 year
yeah.
renewal. Yeah. So that gives us a little bit of time. But, you know, I would agree. I think taken into account the, you know, the scope and of how many people we have here, like, you know, you can always find a consultant who would take a lot of money to put together a glossy thing that we would not have the, you know, capacity to, you know, with given the limited staff that we have dedicated to us, limited. So I agree. And I don't think it's got to be we're going to do all of these things, but I think that we need to have a goal, or we just
mm-hmm.
sort of
I agree with
we
that.
Just sort of roll from month to month, and
I agree.
You know, as we're seeing, we pull up like, oh, we said this last year, we'll put in again, but like, how are we pushing? You know, how are we pushing these goals mm-hmm. forward so that we at least have some solid things that we can, you know, hang our hat on? Yeah.
Well said.
And okay. You know, as you mentioned, I think the way some of the previous heads of sustainability did it, I mean, they were just working into their strengths. And so, yeah, I think we have to work with what we have right now.
So there's pre-work that has to go into this. So I'm not sure the next meeting is the right one. Maybe it's the one after.
Okay.
Let me do that first step, Beth, that you suggested right out of the gate, which is pull out the old plans, resend them out to everybody so we can all kind of take a look. And then I think we probably, you know, what this feels like is next meeting, we have this as an agenda item just to kind of work out some of the details of how we want to go about it. And then in the following meeting, we dedicate that meeting as a workshop towards, you know, updating our plans substantially. I'm glad you brought it up, Susan, because this is actually a huge frustration of mine is that I haven't been able to get any progress done on the bigger pieces. All we're doing is, you know, we have a lot of good initiatives, but all we're doing right now is shepherding those along. We need a bigger picture. Anything else on that or other business? All right, excellent. Our next meeting is February 14th. Apparently, it's going to be a green Valentine's Day meeting.
Do we need to change that date?
Do we need to change that? Are you guys all taking your loved ones out on the 14th? It is a Tuesday, so I'll be in bed by 9. We can change it if that's inconvenient for those celebrating the holiday.
I hope not.
Oh, just hesitation.
Do you
want
to change it?
We should change
no,
it.
No, I just wanted to be aware of everyone else.
No, wait a minute. That hesitation really was not okay.
My wife and I do not have any big plans.
But you should.
Well, so we could.
I'm sure she'll be more upset that I'm not there to help with bedtime.
Right, totally. Those are the bigger.
We could move it to the 21st, or we could move it to the 15th, like a different day of the week. I don't know what else is going on in this room, but.
So I can do any of those. You guys have preferences, Gary, Susan. Okay.
Works for everyone. I can.
All right, let's hold on to it. Let's hold on to it for now. And
sure. All right.
Yeah. But if that does cause issues for anybody, please do speak up. Okay. A motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank Gary. Seconds. We are so adjourned. Great meeting, everybody, but let's do the roll call first on this.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Seth.
Chairperson Simon.
Yes.
Commissioner Charette.
Yes.
Commissioner Chang.
Yes.
Commissioner Lennon.
Yes.
We are adjourned at 8:17.
Efficient.